Caught up with Laurent Duvernay-Tardif earlier. Great Canadian. We all know his story. Won a Super Bowl last year in Kansas City. Went to McGill. Played football at McGill. Went in the sixth round in 2014 in Kansas City. He's been there his whole career. First NFL player to opt out. He was the first one to do it in July, and he did it for, you know, a purpose. It wasn't just about COVID necessarily in his own scenario or his family right. scenario. It was about giving back to the Montreal community, and he's been working in long-term care units throughout Montreal and getting his message out. And he truly is a messenger because of who he is, right? Like, he's a local celebrity based on being in the NFL, the size of him. You can't miss him. He walks down St. Catharines or St. Laurent. You can't miss this guy. 6'5", 325. That's going to do it for you. But we've been waiting to catch up with him for a long time. Won the Lou Marsh with Alphonso Davies this year. Made an announcement earlier today. He's going back to the NFL next year. That is his plan. And we caught up with Laurent Duvernay-Tardif earlier this afternoon and began by taking us back to July. You know, take us back to making that decision, how difficult it was to decide to opt out from the NFL this season.
It was for sure the toughest decision I had to make in my life. You know, after the Super Bowl, I went back and helped on the front line for like 10 weeks. And I feel like after seeing the patient, the suffering, the pain, and also the burden that the pandemic was putting on the healthcare worker community and their family, I felt like, you know, for me, even though I love football, with my perspective, you know, as a future physician and everything, it didn't really make sense to cross the border and travel in every different city on a week-to-week basis during the season. So that's kind of what motivated my decision. And my goal was never, you know, to go against the NFL or anything. You know, I think football is really powerful. Like, sport is really powerful because it brings people together, and we need that now. But I think for me, it was the right decision, and I don't regret it.
Laurent, how did the Chiefs and really Andy Reid react to the decision? Because, you know, from the outside, Andy Reid looks like a pretty grizzled guy. How was he with the decision and his reaction?
You know, I called Coach Reid the day before I opted out and told him the decision. And his support was amazing. You know, back in 2014, when I was doing my pre-draft visit, Coach Reid was actually one of the only coaches that I met that saw the medical school thing as a positive thing. And he said he was going to help me balance both. And he did it, you know, for 6 years. And when I called him and told him that, you know, I thought this year my role was going to be, you know, on the front line rather than on the football field, he gave me his support. And not only, you know, on the phone with him, but also in the media the day after, and I did the same. And feeling that from your coach, you know, who, because we're in a business where you try to win football game and make money, and it's a really competitive business. But to see the human part of that and the support from my teammate and my coach, it really meant everything to me.
With Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, who made an announcement, went public today, saying that he intends on getting back into the NFL. He'll be back there next year. And you might be defending another Super Bowl. I mean, your Chiefs are looking really good. They're at home against the Browns this year. You've been busy. Have you been able to keep up? And have you been watching the games? And how often have you been keeping in contact with your teammates?
I've been watching almost every game. It's hard not to be honest. And I feel like this year, as the season went on, it got harder and harder for me to watch the game because, you know, the O-line got decimated by injury at some point, and I was like, oh, Jesus, I could be back in there and contributing. But, you know, I'm going to be the number one Chief fan going into those playoffs for sure.
Well, take us through kind of the ups and downs. When you made the announcement in the summer, I know Quebec was in a similar position to Ontario. The numbers had dropped. The hospitalizations had dropped. The issues in long-term care were not resolved, but in a much better position when you made that decision to stay home and help out. And now this second wave, we know the numbers have skyrocketed. The hospitalizations have. There's a curfew in Quebec. With that being the case, did it dawn on you like how important it was for you to stick around? I know you originally said you have had no regrets, you never had any regrets, but maybe at the time you weren't sure what kind of second wave was coming. And now that we've seen it, has it changed your perspective at all and made you appreciate the decision you've made even more?
I mean, I think we all knew there was going to be a second wave. We didn't know how big it was going to be, but I feel like my job, my role was going to be here this year and contribute and help. And, you know, the help that I'm providing in long-term care facilities, to be honest, is nothing compared to, like, all the work those frontline workers are doing and have been doing, you know, for the past 20 years. But I feel like using my platform and my Tribune to promote, like, a message and to remind people how important it is to do those social distancing measures, you know, to wash your hands and now to get vaccinated, I feel like that's also part of my job and my role this year. And if it can contribute to decrease the burden of the virus, well, it's going to be mission accomplished.
How did you, with all of that work back home, I know with the size you are as a player, did you lose weight? Did you try and maintain weight? Were you able to stay in shape? Like, how was that process, you know, with everything that your focus was basically on medicine and really not on football?
Well, that was my biggest challenge this year for sure, was to maintain my weight, maintain my physical condition. And I don't know how it is in Toronto, but here in Montreal, all the gyms have been closed for a while now. So I had to improvise a little bit. I put a squat rack on my balcony, and I'm training outside now. So that's it's getting colder and colder. But I guess as a real Canadian, I'm trying to stay in shape outside and do everything I can. You know, I promise myself, you know, when I go back to Kansas City, my physical condition was not going to be an issue, and that's what I'm trying to do right now, because that's really the only thing I can control when it comes to football next year.
With Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, and again making his announcement today, he's going back to the NFL. He'll be back in Kansas City next year, and I'm sure you've thought about it. You've experienced it a lot. You played on the team for quite some time. You won a Super Bowl. You've been in that locker room. You know the guys for the most part. But when you step away for a year, I mean, things can change. It can feel a little bit different. Do you expect kind of rookie-type nerves when you go back? What do you think that experience will be like back in Kansas City?
You know, in 2018, I got injured, and I missed the whole season, basically. And my mindset when I went back was really to, you know, fight for a job and try to get my spot back. And when people who don't know football that much, you know, they think that you're just going back to your original team and you're going to take your job back because you deserve it. But the reality of the business is that every year you got to fight for your spot. You got to fight for your job and earn it. So that's really the mindset that I'm going back with, and I'm going to do everything I can to get that job back.
What's Mahomes like up close and personal? Like, you're protecting him. You're not turning around and watching him throw bombs. You're protecting him. But what's it like being in the huddle and just being around a guy like that?
Yeah, when you look back at him when he's throwing, it's usually not a good sign.
No, exactly. You're in trouble at that point.
Pat, to be honest, is an awesome leader. I mean, we all know him for his athletic ability on the field and the way he's able to make those throws, but he's also a great leader, and just the way he's able to, like, communicate and bring people together in tough situations. You know, it's 3rd and 15, he's walking to the huddle smiling, and it just builds that team chemistry like nothing else.
You mentioned vaccinations, and I know you were recently vaccinated. Can you take us through what that experience was like? Because there's a lot of Canadians, millions and millions of Canadians, that are waiting for that call, waiting to get in there. What was that feeling like, considering everything you've been through, everything you've seen, everything you've experienced, to finally get the vaccine?
You know, I feel like for me, it was like the first time that we were actually proactive about the whole COVID thing. You know, all we had when it comes to, like, tool to fight this virus so far was washing our hands, putting a mask, social distancing from one another. And I feel like now, for the first time, we can actually take a shot at this virus. And I was really almost, like, proud when I got this vaccine, you know, because I was like, now we have hope. Now we see the light at the end of the tunnel. And there's still a lot of of work to do. But at least, you know, we can now see the day when we're going to go back to normal.
Winning the Lou Marsh alongside Alfonso Davies, were you surprised? Were you expecting it? I know there was a lot of people that had your name right at the front. Just take us through that process and how you found out and everything.
Well, you know, when you look at Alfonso Davies, he's for sure the best athlete we got right now and probably one of the best Canadian athletes of the decade. So I think it's an honor for me to share this trophy with him because I'm for sure not one of the best athletes in Canada with my 320 pounds. But you know, I think this year, with the context and everything, it's also important to acknowledge things outside of just sports. So it was an honor for me, but I'm never going to say it enough. I feel like the real credit goes to all the healthcare workers because at the end of the day, my contribution is really small compared to the sacrifice and the dedication that these people show up every day with.
The Leafs got him a couple of nights ago, but how are you feeling about your Habs this season?
I'm feeling pretty good. I think everybody's excited. Like it's nice to be home and feel that even though like we cannot go out or see people, like you can still feel almost like a festive atmosphere around the Habs this year. And it comes back to the point that I was making earlier. Like, I feel like now more than ever, we need sport. Like, sport is almost like a connective tissue in our society that brings everybody together. And I'm pretty excited about it.
Yep, I totally agree with that sentiment. Well, listen, we thank you from Toronto for everything you've done. And your story is an incredible one. And we loved watching you on the field. We can't wait to see you back on the field. Good luck with the Chiefs. Good luck with the Habs. Good luck with everything in Montreal. And we'll do this again down the road. Thank you for this, Laurent.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good one.
Awesome catching up with him. And I totally agree with what he said, you know, that sports, it's a reprieve, but it also allows us to connect. You know, like we're all in this together in terms of COVID, but the whole country, like there's not a connection because you're not going anywhere. I don't feel like I leave my house. I don't feel like I'm connected to the greater Toronto area, let alone, you know, anywhere else in the country necessarily. And to be honest with you, I kind of focus on my region. I focus on our province. I do focus on the country, but what is exactly, you know, or directly involving me and my family and our friends and family and work and all that kind of stuff is what's going on here. But when the sports are on, it's like, oh, yeah, Toronto and Montreal are playing tonight. We got that connection. People in Montreal and throughout Quebec are watching and throughout Ontario. And when Vancouver's in Edmonton and Calgary's in Winnipeg, it's a massive country. It's a great country. But it can feel small at times when you get sports cooking. And I love it.
I agree.
I love that hockey's back and we can all kind of gather around that.
Well, you said the other day, like, when's the last time you've actually driven downtown Toronto? Like, we used to do it a couple times a week, really,
yeah,
you know.
It's been a long time.
To go and watch a Leaf game or a Raptor game or whatever. Not doing any of that right now, unfortunately. And you hope that the end is in sight at some point. Although, you know, I think it's still going south before it goes north here. But,
Who knows? Right. I mean, we're at where we're at. So.
Exactly. I try to not focus on it daily. I try to look at the big picture. But to your point, there's for us personally, there's sports to drag us out of it, right? You can watch a Raptors game, you can watch a Leaf game, you can, you know, you're watching the NFL, or I'll be watching the NFL as well this weekend. Like, there's going to be lots of moving parts for us to at least kind of get through this tough
especially
time.
Especially this far into it, right? Like,
yeah.
Originally, back in March and April, yes, it felt a little bit uneasy, I guess. You felt a little bit off the idea of talking about sports and considering sports as a priority.
Right.
You know, when the whole world initially shut down and it was the first time it's ever happened and there was so much uncertainty and a lot of panic and fear. And at that point, it was like, okay, I was looking forward to sports. I did believe that it was going to come back and that it should come back and it could find a place. And eventually it did. But admittedly, there were times where I'm like, this is, you know, we're talking about who the Leafs are going to sign or how they're going to look when the Jays play again. And it was strange. It was. And it was kind of an uneasy feeling. 10 months into this, you know, we've been doing this a long time. We need distractions. You need things to look forward to. You have to. Early on, it was like, okay, I'm just getting into this. Let's see where it goes. If we're still staying at home 10 months into this, you got to give us something. Like, no, you got to give us something. And sports is just that for us anyway. If you're not a sports fan, you're looking for new movies, TV, ideas, books, whatever. But all over it.